This is a transitional time for the University of California. More students than ever before applied to get into UC Berkeley, with a lower percentage than ever, only about 18%, gaining admission for the fall semester. Meanwhile, the UC system is serving more out-of-state students than ever before, students who are charged nearly three times the tuition and fees of California residents. It's a move that helps offset other costs. The UC system also has new policies regarding undocumented students and how they pay for school. And that's the topic of our first story. About 65,000 undocumented students graduate from high school each year across the United States. At least 25,000 are from California. Because of their immigration status, these kids have several restrictions on their lives. For example, they cannot legally drive, vote, or work. The Federal DREAM Act would provide a pathway to legal status for them. DREAM is an acronym for Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors. That controversial legislation has been hung up for years. However, in California last October, Governor Jerry Brown signed a California version of the DREAM Act into law, as reported by the NewsHour on PBS.
California Governor Jerry Brown recently signed into law the ability for undocumented students to have access to state public funds for higher education. It's the second half of legislation known as the California DREAM Act. The first half allowed undocumented students to apply for private scholarships.
UC Berkeley estimates that there are approximately 75 undocumented immigrants currently studying on campus. KALW's Carolina Hidalgo has the story of one of them.
23-year-old Alejandro Jimenez is an honor student at UC Berkeley. He's scheduled to graduate in May.
It's been worth it, and it's been tough, but nothing worth doing or worth having is easy, so.
Jimenez was born in Mexico City. His parents separated when he was very young, leaving him and his brother in the care of his mother. She chose to take them far from home.
She saw that public school here in California was, at its worst, it's still 10 times better than the schools we were going to in La Ciudad de Mexico. So she decided to bring my brother and I across the border and into L.A.
Jimenez thrived in elementary school. But as he got older, things changed. After he finished fourth grade, Jimenez and his family moved from Los Angeles to San Jose. He began to think differently about his future.
In middle school and high school, I kind of chose to not really care about school because of my immigration status. It kind of affected it in the sense that I knew I was undocumented. And in my mind, I figured unless I get papers, I can't go to college.
Still, in 2006, Jimenez became the second in his family to graduate from high school. But he says he felt ill-prepared for higher education. He enrolled in the ANSA Community College in San Jose, but soon dropped out and returned to L.A. to find work.
Unfortunately, in a lot of high schools, especially underserved high schools, there is not good college counseling.
Gibor Basri is Vice Chancellor for Equity and Inclusion at UC Berkeley. He says undocumented students in California often don't realize it, but they can get help for college.
It's easy in California, but you have to understand your status. You have to know that you could be an AB 540 student.
AB 540 is a state law that enables undocumented students who have attended California high schools for three or more years to pay in-state tuition at a public college or university. Alejandro Jimenez had no idea, but after a friend going to UCLA qualified for AB 540, he returned to his own dream of higher education.
I remember coming back to the Bay Area like super eager to just hit the ground running and go to school, you know, and relentless, like do everything I had to do to make sure I didn't get any more bad grades, to make sure I had the help. Because after that, I started networking with professors a lot more and meeting counselors and getting a lot more help, you know, putting myself in a much better position to be able to succeed.
In the fall of 2008, after excelling at the ANSA Community College, Jimenez was accepted to 12 universities. He chose UC Berkeley. With AB 540 and some part-time jobs, Jimenez could afford it. Vice Chancellor Gibor Basri says that many undocumented students cobble together payments for as long as they can, but it's hard.
So we have a lot of students who stop out because they can't afford next year's education or next semester's. there are a certain number of private scholarships and private foundations and so on which support undocumented students, but until recently the campus was unable to offer any help.
Two laws recently passed in California have changed the way schools deal with undocumented students.
AB 130 allows the university to more directly funnel, it's still private scholarship money, but we can administer that and get it to the students who need it, up to $8,000 for the year. So that's a very nice transitional help that we can give this year.
Then there is AB 131, which begins next January.
And that opens the doors of financial aid from the state, not the federal government, but the state, to those students so they can get Cal grants and things of that sort.
Worth thousands of dollars.
Which is a huge change for them. It doesn't take care of all of their financial need, but it really takes care of a major chunk. And so that will make things substantially easier for students.
Both bills are part of the California Dream Act, which Governor Jerry Brown signed into law last year.
In the bigger picture, the California Dream Act is going to be great for helping that very situation, you know, of the people who have nothing.
Again, UC Berkeley student Alejandro Jimenez.
But then in the bigger, larger national spectacle, the immigration spectacle, I don't think we're going to see anything, not in the next 2 years. I don't think we're going to see any sort of legislation that's going to pass and that's going to get people a citizenship status.
The Federal Dream Act has been under consideration in Congress for more than a decade. It would grant conditional permanent residency to undocumented minors who complete certain levels of education. But the controversial proposal has stalled, leaving the future for students like Jimenez uncertain.
So I don't think the country has yet realized the importance of this large immigrant population, the young population.
Vice Chancellor Gibor Basri says that because of the obstacles that many immigrants have overcome, they are among the strongest students at UC Berkeley.
These are the kind of folks that the United States really is going to need in the future as we become more and more globally competed by other countries who are, by the way, beefing up their educational systems very quickly, even as we're disinvesting in ours.
Alejandro Jimenez was fortunate. He found his way through higher education.
The next step is going to be to graduate and just get prepared to apply to law school. And it should be fun, it should be interesting, and it should be a struggle again. But as me and my friends always say, we've made it this far without citizenship status. So we can't be that discouraged, because, you know, we're going to keep fighting, we're going to keep struggling, and we're going to keep doing it, you know, our way.
In Berkeley, I'm Carolina Hidalgo for Cross Currents.